Yeah! Take me out of the ball game, ladies and gents. Bring your gloves, bring the kitties, bring your scarf, and bring your ski hat. You're going to need it today in the Bronx. As it is opening day of the baseball season, and the only guy who can kind of help us through this is what we do on an annual basis, the great Steve Schwartz. You know him well from the Smart Guys. By the way, Smart Guys segment coming up on Monday. We look forward to that. A good one. Mr. Schwartz is nice enough to give us a couple of minutes here on this opening day of the baseball season on this Thursday morning. Sir, how are you?
Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and Apple Honda of Riverhead. And my main man, Charlie G. All right? I had opening day tickets right behind the plate. Me and Charlie, I was going to take Charlie to the Yankee Stadium today. No, that's not happening. Charlie G made a better offer. Charlie G offered me the opportunity to sit with him in his yard and watch him take the new Honda Pilots off the trailer, okay? Off the trailer, imagine this. And listen to the Yankee game on transistor radio with John Sterling and Susan Waldman doing the play-by-play. Now, that is old school. You know why, Jay? Because I'm an old school kind of guy. I hate all the new rule changers. I want baseball back. No time clocks. No runner on second. Could you imagine this? You throw a runner on second base to decide an extra innings game? That would be like in chess, all right? Just, you know, just take all the pawns and horses and everything else, all right? Everything off and just put a couple queens out there and let them fight it out right at the end. That's not sports. You're killing the game, all right? It's as simple as that. And then the worst one of them all, the NL bowing to the AL with the DH rule. Now all of a sudden, you know what? You're going to have just bring another bat out there. No, it takes away all, like a chess game, it takes away all the strategy. What happened to strategy? And by the way, when I go back to the time clock, I talk about time. The time, in any other sport, there's a clock. The beauty about baseball is there is no clock. The whole world has a clock. Everything we do in life is all about time. Time, time, time. You're always on a time. Even this show, I'm off at 9 o'clock, 8:58. I'm on a time schedule, right? You said I only get 45 seconds to do the opening monologue, right? I'm up to a minute and 20. You're going to ready to kill me, right? But baseball allowed you to sit there with your kid and throw the clock away. And now that's destroyed. Baseball 2023. I am pumped. I am excited. It's going to be a great baseball year.
You're done. I mean, are you serious with these rule changes? You mean to tell me it's okay for a pitcher to walk around for a minute and a half, open up a piece of Bazooka Joe, put it in his mouth, and take his sweet time to get a ball to the plate? You mean to tell me that you're not in favor of a 15-second pitch clock, runner on base 20 seconds? You mean to tell me that you're okay with eight of the nine fielders on one side of the field? Are you kidding me? Are you telling me that, sir? Is that what you think? You don't like the extra large bases that we see in play right now? Are you kidding me? I mean, seriously. Tell me you're kidding me.
And you also forgot one of the biggest ones, the instant replay, when we wait 10 minutes afterwards trying to figure out whether the ball was fair or foul, or whether or not he's safe or out. Yeah, there's another good one. There's another good one. Instead of the beauty of the human element is, baseball was the last. It was the last of the greats. And listen, Jay, say whatever you want, all right? There's nothing like in the summertime just to have the baseball game on right behind you. You know, you're not really watching, but then when your favorite guy comes up, he's up. Or being at the ball game and just being brain dead and just sitting there on a beautiful sunny day just watching the game, not watching a big clock. Now all of a sudden my heart is like capitating. Get up, make sure you make the pitch. Come on, you only got 4 seconds. Holy cannolis. When do we ever go back to being able to breathe and be brain dead and have fun at the ballpark and talk about, you know, life and things. And, you know, even in the good old days, you know, you'd go to the ballpark, you'd sit there for 4 hours, right? 3 hours. And you know what? You'd give your mind a rest. It was almost therapeutic. Baseball is destroyed in the way of this. It will be still a great sport. The Yankees, the Mets, the fun, you know, everybody loves opening day. No one loves opening day more than me. I mean, it's unbelievable how great the lineup is today. The Yankees and the Giants, the Mets and the Marlins, the world champion Astros going against the White Sox. There's so much good stuff going on here, you know? But I got to be honest with you. My Oakland A's playing the Angels, and my favorite new player who I hope that my low budget Oakland A's can make a run at, Shohei Ohtani. I mean, maybe the next Babe Ruth. All right, this is exciting stuff, Jay. But you can't tell me that you're for this, please, Jay.
For the changes, I'm for the changes because I'm tired of sleeping in the sixth inning when I'm watching a Yankee game at home. It's different if you're at the game. When the games are way too long, Stevie. Come on. They're way too long. And you know what? The shift, enough of the shift. I mean, how many balls we see go to the right side? You got five players there, three in the outfield, two there stationed in between first. You can't have it. You couldn't have had that. The only one I do agree with, you should do away with, is a runner on second in the 10th inning if the score is tight. Enough of that. We're not in a pandemic. We don't have to get the players off the field safely anymore. If they play 19 innings to decide a game, so be it. But let's not give anybody an advantage. You don't need that anymore. It's Little League stuff. Stop it already. That's the only one I do not want to see, which we will see. But the others, I'm going to welcome. There's no question. The batting gloves on and off. Batter has to step in the box. Pitcher has to throw the ball. Let's get the game going. Enough is enough. Let's get it going. Enough is enough. So I'm all for that. Now, you bring up your Oakland A's. Okay, worst team in baseball. Speculation. They should have got this done already. Listen, the right thing for the A's to do, besides contrition, is concerned, is to get out of town. Get to Vegas, where your Raiders have relocated in tremendous fashion. Oakland cannot sustain its team anymore. Taxpayer money is not going to happen. 2,000 people at a ball game is never going to cut it. They should have gotten out a long time ago, Steve. The A's in serious trouble and have to be looking to go to Vegas, right? That's the only way.
You're breaking my heart. You're breaking my heart. I bleed gold and green, okay? And I am an Oakland guy, all right? When the Raiders left, I went to Vegas last year, and it's not the same. Oakland is a special place. It is like the promised land. It is like the innovative land. It is the underdog land, the blue-collar land. Baseball without Oakland will suffer. Small market baseball is what baseball really is about. You know, and once you start throwing this into big corp like the Las Vegas A's, I'm telling you, you're throwing away the pastime. And I can't disagree with you more when you sit there and you say, oh, there's only 2,000 people in an Oakland game. You know, you might be right, but, when Oakland was really good, and it was like only a couple of years ago, and they were in the playoffs, that place sounded like Madison Square Garden, and they were selling out for a playoff game. And as they were getting good, the numbers were really good. But obviously, they have to get a new stadium. If they got a new stadium in downtown Oakland, that place would be flying. It's a great baseball town, and the town will support it. All right, but they're not going to support a team that is that has a payroll. Like a dry cleaners, okay? They're not going to be able to compete, and yet they do compete with the big guys. That's the crazy part, that every couple of years they come up and they win the division, they win the playoffs, and then the other big market teams just take their players. So I couldn't disagree with you more. Oakland is a great baseball town, and when there's 2,000 people in there, it's still louder than half the state, half the other things. They got the drummer in there. The place has got some real charisma to it. So God bless the Joe Rudys, the Bert Campaneras, the Reggie Jacksons, and all those Yankee World Series trophies, the Scott Brochers, that you stole from us. If the Yankees had any class, they would give back at least three or four of those World Series trophies that you have. You have 27 of them, all right? We've got a bunch ourselves. But you owe us a couple because you went, you robbed us, literally at gunpoint, starting with Charlie Finley Steinbrenner when he took Ken Holzman and Reggie Jackson and Catfish Hunter. You know, the list goes on, and then the modern-day Scott Brosius, you know, Jason Giambi, you know, just raid us, you know? I blame the Yankees for the Oakland A demise.
Those are fighting words. Steve Schwartz with us, part of the SmartCast. Opening day of the baseball season. Now, we have the Yankees and the Mets with some injuries here. Edwin Diaz, during the World Baseball Classic, which I was not in favor of, by the way. They should not have the WBC during spring training. You want to do it in July between in the All-Star break. You want to do it in November. That's fine. Bad time of the year. Not blaming that as far as, listen, what happened to Diaz could have happened any time. That's a massive injury. And for the Yanks, pitching woes. What else is new? No Severino, no Rodon, no Montas. And basically the only healthy starters here is Nasty Nestor and Gerrit Cole. So injuries are headlined here as far as the Yankees and Mets. Give me a sense of both teams. Go ahead, quick.
All right. So quickly, the hardest thing that I can't wrap myself around is, who do you think, Jay, has the most pressure on the Yankees and the Mets to win? Who on both organizations? One person on each. Who's going to have more fudge on their face? Very quickly. You have a guess, quick? Come on.
Repeat the question, sir.
Yeah, which player on each team, or which organization has one person each? They both have one person each that has more pressure on them to win this year and win it all. Who are those two guys? One on one team, one on the other.
Be the captain of the Yankees, Aaron Judge, and not that he can duplicate the 62 home runs. I actually think he'll exceed that this year. A lot of pressure on him. Captain being named in a huge contract of $360 million over 9 years. That being for the Yanks, and you know, huge pressure at this point in time. I think the pressure is really on Buck Showalter to get it done. He flopped in the playoffs against the Padres. Three and out, and you can't have that. You know, listen, the Mets definitely got hit as far as relief pitching is concerned with the loss of Diaz, but I think there is a ton of pressure on this team to excel. What about that?
You know what? I'm really proud of you. You're starting to think like a Schwartz. May the Schwartz be with you. That was very good, because Showalter is the guy that I had for the Mets. But I also have Aaron Boone for the Yankees. Aaron Boone, the two of them have never won a World Series as a player or as a manager. Showalter is like a show me kind of guy. He gets it to the next guy who ends up winning the World Series. You know, he's the manager. He was the manager of the Yankees, and they went on strike. He was going to win the World Series. It was going to be the Yankees against the Expos. Showalter was going to win it. He hands it to Joe Torre. We already know what happens. Torre goes and wins four World Series with Showalter's team. You know, the same thing happened, I believe, in Arizona, you know, and now he was a flop in Baltimore. Boy, there's a lot of pressure on him. A lot of pressure on him. But there's also a lot of pressure on Aaron Boone. There's, you know, this cliche stuff after the year. You know, the guys are, you know, this and that. Yankees are running thin on him. I'm telling you. If the Yankees, for any reason at all, flop, this guy's going to have a lot of pressure. So these two managers, I agree, you were one out of two, are going to be really good. And as far as, you know, everyone knows my Aaron Judge take. I'm an Aaron Judge fan, but I'm certainly not a fan that this guy's going to hit and break the real record of, you know, the Yankee greats. But I will tell you this. If the Yankees were to win a World Series this year with Aaron Judge, boy, is he going to be the toast of the town. It's not important what he does statistically against bad pitching in the American National League on their fourth or fifth string guys. It's really going to come down to the playoffs. I'm going to break down the Yankees like this. You know, simple. I'm going to use the American League East, okay? You know, you got the Tampa Bay Rays. They're pesky, but they're like mosquitoes. But at the end, they die. They're like a bug. They bother you. And then at the end, you know what? They just go away. You know? The Orioles are very, very improved. The Red Sox are transitional. Toronto, again, a lot of potential. But with or without pitching for the Yankees, there's so much depth. There is so much wanting to win from the Steinbrenners, from Cashman, that they will make the right moves. I have confidence in them. They will. And the Yankees are the class of that division. But are they class of the American League? No, they're not. And I'll tell you who is. It's the Houston Astros, because that team is built for the playoffs. That team is going, as one of my half predictions, is going to be in the World Series this year. The Houston Astros are the team. They have championship pedigree. They know how to win. And Dusty Baker, you know, got the monkey off of his back. You know, really the whole zoo, because he was a manager forever with a zillion teams, and he never won. And when he won, now he looks the part. Now he looks the part. So I really love the Houston Astros coming out in the East. And I can tell you point blank, with the Mets are like a bad sauce. Like when you're a chef and you have, like, you're mixing a lot of different sauces and you're trying to get the right taste. And the Mets have been trying to get the right taste for years and years and years. And now they've got two guys that are that combined age is probably close to 90. And what is that going to look like in the summertime? Their arms are going to fall off. Scherzer and Verlander. I mean, this is going to be rough stuff to watch come the dog days of summer.
So I agree. Steve Schwartz with us a couple of minutes. I kind of agree with you with Boone. A lot of pressure on him after what we saw in the playoffs. You can't have a flopsy-mopsy against the Astros. Same thing with Judge. A lot of pressure on Judge. That's why I say Judge and Stanton didn't do much against him. Nobody did anything against the Astros. But in essence, I think a lot of pressure on Boone. A lot of people, you know, there was a lot of buzz. Maybe, you know, hey, maybe a change had to be made. But wasn't the case there. So we'll see what happens. And I think the Mets also, with two 40-year-old guys at the top of the rotation, with the hope of carrying them to the promised land, that also has a lot of questions in play. And the Mets didn't really do a lot of additions. They have not done a lot. And, you know, the injury, that's a tough injury. When you sign a guy to $100 million in 5 years with a great season that Diaz had last year, that is catastrophic.
Can I give you my National League prediction for the World Series? So you got the Atlanta Braves, which in my opinion they got the youth and they got championship pedigree. This Atlanta Brave team is going to be my representative, okay, in the National League to go up against the two best teams. It'll be the Braves and the Astros. But that National League, the Marlins are going to be a fun team this year. They're going to be fun. They've got this Sandy Alcantara. I can't even pronounce his name. He was the Cy Young Award winner. He's a good pitcher. He's young. He's fun. The Marlins are fun. The Phillies are unpredictable, and the Nationals are low budget. And the Mets, I go back to the Mets. Money is no issue for this team, which is a good thing. I mean, Stevie Cohn, he is ready to spend. You know, he couldn't get it right with Correa. He couldn't get it right with a bunch of other possibilities, running for free agency. But you know what? He wants to spend. He wants to win. That's a good thing for Met fans. So if they could get the right source and get it kind of right and be a playoff potential person, maybe during the trade deadline, you know, he goes out and he re-gives this team a look. So, you know what? I say the Mets and Yankees are both playoff teams, but at the same token, the cream of the crop, it's the Braves and the Astros, and that is going to be a great World Series if you like baseball, because these two teams are really, really good. The Dodgers have taken a step down. The Padres are loaded again. But you know what? At the end of the day, you know what? Astros are going to be your World Series champs again. Again!
Let's not forget Mr. Altuve on the shelf with a broken hand that he sustained in the World Baseball Classic. We'll see how that goes to start it. Listen, the Braves, you got a healthy Acuna in there, Ronald Acuna. They are solid. That's going to be a great division, by the way. Braves, Phillies, and Mets.
Jay, who's your prediction?
I like Atlanta. I'm going to tell you what. I'm as much as I want to say the Yankees, I'm a little suspect on it with the pitching. So I'm going to go with the Blue Jays. I think Toronto is locked and loaded as far as being a formidable team. They've grown together, a young team, and we saw on display what they can do. Now, they had some key injuries. Springer has to stay healthy in the outfield. Great additions in and around as far as some of these guys in the offseason. But Houston, you know, listen, they added a guy like Jose Abreu from the White Sox in free agency. They're going to pick up the pace. They're going to lessen somewhat. The injuries could play a factor here. I'm going to say Braves and Jays. How's that? With
like
the hope
it.
The Yankees and Mets, who I think will have fine seasons, my friend. We'll keep an eye on that, in essence. But I do like the Atlanta Braves like you as far as being the National League representative. Give me a final thought. We hope to have you on periodically throughout the year as far as baseball.
Yes, sir. Final thought is this. Apple Honda. I go back. I am not stalking you, Charlie. I promise you, I'm not your stalker. I'm a fan. Like people are Yankee fans, I am a big Charlie G fan. So don't let Jay scare you when he says, I'm coming to buy your car, and you just hang up the phone. Because you know what? I don't want you to get scared. I know that you've called extra security. I promise you one thing. Apple Honda is the best car dealer maybe in the country, and Charlie G is super number one. And Charlie, I'm not stalking you. I'm just telling you the way it is. So I look forward to watching the trailer come off, you know, and get your transistor radio, and we're sitting out there in beach chairs, and we're watching the trailer get unloaded, and we're listening to the Yankee game together. Is that baseball? With some apple pie at Apple Honda. How's that, Jay?
It would be like you and him watching the sunset, you know? I think it would be a great thing. You know, you're sitting there in the lot, like watching the sunset.
Yeah.
Like watching the sunset on the beach, except you'll be on the lot at Apple Honda on Route 58.
That's right. Baseball and Apple Honda. Apple pie.
And look for Steve as far as Monday at 8 o'clock with Mr. Walshine, part of the Smart Guys. Great segment coming up Monday at 8 o'clock. You don't want to miss that. Sir, always a pleasure. Always look forward to this. And like I said, we'll have you on throughout the season. You stay well, all right?
All right. Thanks, Jay. Enjoy the games.